Sometimes I don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my load.
Help me share my load.
On the dark end of the street.
To the bright side of the road.
Channel Radio.
Yes, it's Jan and Angela on Who Cares Wins at channelradio.co.uk. So yes, Angela Bryce Stevenson, that's me. And Jan Mulligan.
That's me.
Hey. Have I got you on there, Jan?
I feel very quiet.
Oh, that's
quiet.
Better.
Is that better?
Oh, yes.
Good
I'm playing with
my
buttons over here. So we are here. We're back with a fantastic lineup here of all sorts of information to give you anything to do with health and well-being. We've had people retweeting us, which is fantastic. Thank you. In fact, I noticed one of the tweets, Jan, was Pizza Milano. They're not in Italy, are they?
I don't think so. But have we got takeaway on its way?
Well, hopefully. Yes. Let's put our orders in. That'd be great. And so, welcome back. We were away last week. Hope you all had a wonderful bank holiday weekend. How was yours, Jan?
Well, they couldn't fail to have a good bank holiday because I had an ergonomics show to share with everybody.
Well, yes, I know.
So I'm sure they were glued to their sets.
And now, what I don't know about ergonomics, well, that's it. And so, yes, and a new client, Jan.
And a new client. So
fantastic.
I got to practice all of my top tips.
Yay.
With new faces, keen and eager they were. It was excellent.
Brilliant
but,
stuff.
My bank holiday was spent laying a patio. My second Ooh. Attempt, because I got rained off the previous weekend. So a bit of backache up to the end of that.
Oh.
So despite good intentions, despite knowing what to do,
yep.
injuries can still happen. So then it's about recuperating.
See, it happens to the best of them.
Absolutely.
Hey.
So got my TENS machine out.
Did you?
Gave myself a zap every
So you
then.
Were zapped.
I was zapped.
And then you were, oh, I could have done that for you, Jan. Free charge.
Well, that's what worries me, Angela. I was glad you were up north and I was down here.
Yes,
you were off-roading
I
again,
did.
Weren't
you? I went off-roading. Also, I had a few things that I wanted doing to pimp my Tigger. So, yeah, I've got a few. Also, because of the dog, so I've got a tinted windows for him to keep it cooler. Any excuse, really. But, yeah, of course, I was up there with Men of Kanku. Marvellous. And one of the things I can't emphasise enough is the Lake District is a beautiful place. And we often forget. We go abroad. We go away. But actually, we've got such beautiful landscapes on our doorstep. And Men of Kanku, obviously, for me, my passion is not only just having fun in my Tigger, but with my husband who can't walk the fells anymore, it is a brilliant way for him to still see them. So if you haven't thought about doing a safari or doing something with Men of Kanku up in Windermere, then I do urge you to book a weekend away. I know a fabulous hotel called the Cedar Manor, which is marvellous if you want to have a special treat. And one thing I did want to mention, because we've had Jane Dunsby, who did her Edinburgh Marathon. Do you remember I was speaking
yes.
about that?
Yep.
And just so you know, anyone that sponsored her, she still has her sponsor. Oh, excuse me, her sponsorship page going up. So you've got justgiving.com/Jane with a Y, JaneDunsby3. And she actually she's still raising money, so you can sponsor her. But she did the Edinburgh Marathon in 4 hours and 54 minutes.
Wow.
I know, amazing. And we also have someone who is doing another marathon. It's the Great North Run, which some of you know I'm doing. And also the Cedar Manor, one of the owners, Caroline Kay, she is actually running for lupus. Some of you may not know the charity Lupus. It's still probably, what can I say? It's still unknown and understood about the condition, but it's an immune system illness. There isn't a cure for it, unfortunately. But Caroline's daughter, Natalie, is actually a lupus sufferer, unfortunately. But Caroline is doing the Great North Run in honour and to raise money for her daughter, in the sense of she's running for Lupus Charity. So if you haven't sponsored anyone and you think, do you know what, I'd like to give back, even if it's just a pound or 50p, then go on to justgiving.com/Caroline. That's spelt with a C-A-R-O-I-L. I can't even say that now. C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E. So Caroline, K, K, K-A-Y-E. And you'll find her page. She tells you her story of why she's running it. And give her a little support and sponsorship and give her a message, because I will also be there.
We're going to
try and race each other to the finish line. And I think Caroline's going to win. So, yes. But also, I bought... Do you see my jewellery there, Jo?
I did. I commented on that earlier.
My little lovely heart, which Caroline has been also selling some of the jewellery from this wonderful place, which you can use online. You can go to the website, somethingprecious.co.uk. And the lady does actually utilise every pound of jewellery that she sells, every pound that she makes, she actually donates to charity as well of her choice. So again, it's about giving back. I love companies, organisations that are doing it not just for the profit and just for that money, but actually doing something, contributing to the community, contributing and giving back. So it's a feel-good factor, isn't it? The other thing that I didn't get to, and you know I like food, Jan, I didn't get to it, but there is one of these wonderful supper clubs that's run from Coniston up in the, again, in the Lake District. So I think I'm going to have to move up there. And it's called, on the Twitter, you can follow them, at Lakeland Event Co. And you can, again, if you're up there and you're doing your off-roading, you've had your feel-good factor, you've bought some jewellery from Cedar Manor, from Something Precious, and you actually maybe want to go out for the evening for something to eat in Coniston, then have a look at their supper club. It's getting some rave reviews. And it's a good old, what I call, bistro. Real food.
Well, they have real food up north.
They do. But isn't there a launch, Dyspraxia?
It is. Back in July.
Yes.
The lovely Frances Beaumont on from Dyspraxia
UK. We did,
UK.
Yay.
And she was talking to us about the time that she was hoping to launch a charity.
That's right.
For Dyspraxia. Well, the launch is this coming Friday.
Oh, it's this Friday.
It is this Friday.
Coming. Right.
So June the 6th. The charity is called Dyspraxia Action. Exclamation mark. You don't have to spell the exclamation mark, which is good.
Oh, good. Because I'm struggling with that today.
And it's going to be held in Faversham, the Alexander Centre, Preston Street, Faversham.
Oh, right.
From 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Right.
There'll be talks on dyspraxia. There'll be discussions, refreshments and activity stalls.
Ooh.
Me, myself and I will be there.
Me, myself and I. I like that.
We have a little green leaf stand.
Well, so you have many hats, Jan.
I do have so many hats. So I'll be helping out and demonstrating different keyboards, different mice for dyspraxia, but also dyslexia and associated difficulties.
Brilliant.
Entrance, there is a small charge, £3 in advance or £6 on the door.
Oh.
And you can contact Frances on 01795 531998 or dyspraxiaaction@gmail.com. And I'll post both of those on Twitter and Facebook. So if you want to come along Friday evening, 6 p.m, lots of fascinating talks, lots of very interesting and helpful, friendly people. And I'll be there.
Oh, well, that's it. I'm going. Wherever Jan's there, I'll be there. I just like a little following. Well, you know, you like the Pied Piper, you know, and there's Angela following in your footsteps. One of the other things that I've actually picked this up for, because we went next door to Kate at the Bistro down here on the Marsh. If you haven't been down, again, anything to do with food, I seem to be linked in here. But we had our lovely cappuccinos in there, and also I did succumb even to the chocolate orange slab cake. That was just lovely, just
at the moment she's not got her gluten free range up to scratch,
so not yet,
not up yet. To scratch, but not full.
She hasn't got her compliments in there, but
so
yeah.
I'm safe. I can just eye the food and think beautiful thoughts, whereas you have to succumb.
Me, I just go for it. Yeah, I'm in there. And in there she had the Southeast Open Studios brochure, mm-hmm. which is very apt because our guests next week, both Bev Saunders and Jennifer Headley, are coming down to the studio. And of course, Bev is a bespoke framer, and Jennifer is the actual wonderful artist that I've spoken about before. And so if you're interested in Southeast Open Studios, it's the art and craft guide here. It's a really thick book, but it's actually promoting all the venues they have every year, apparently.
A bit like the Open Gardens.
It's a not-for-profit artist-led organisation. Yeah. More details, the best place to go and have a look, because it's all over Kent and they've got all various different sections. Where's my website? I've just lost it.
www.seos.
Oh, thank you.
-art.org.
That's the one.
We'll post that on Facebook as well.
Now, we have a guest we're going to get on the phone because we like technology. We like playing with technology.
She's a few miles away, isn't she?
She's just a few miles away up in sunny Manchester. I suppose I could have dropped in and said hello, couldn't I, on the way past when I was driving home yesterday. So we're going to get her on the phone. So while we do that, we thought we'd have some little bit of music. So we'll do a bit of roaring with Katy Perry.
Excellent.
Life is about small changes we can make to be healthier, like choosing less booze. After a busy day, the odd glass may help us relax, but drink can sneak up on us, and one glass can often turn into a few, most nights. Too much alcohol increases the risk to your health and can lead to heart and liver disease or a stroke. But you don't have to give it up completely. If you drink every day, try having a couple of nights off a week, or opting for a smaller wine glass. To check your drinking, and for more tips and advice on cutting down, search Change for Life online.
Channel Radio.
Yeah. Yes, well, we were roaring. Yeah. And also we were doing the roaring down the phone because we have now, if it's all still working for me, we have the lovely Catherine online, all the way from sunny Manchester. Catherine, can you still hear us down here in sunny Kent?
I can still hear you, Angela, yeah.
So welcome, Catherine. And Catherine is ringing in today all the way from Manchester. And we've hooked up the See the Power of Twits. Or even I'm a twit, but the power of Twitter. That we hooked up over Twitter with the radio show, and who cares wins. I think we were retweeting something you tweeted, and then the conversation went on. And now here you are, Catherine, representing Faces of Ward 84, which is, I've been reading some information, looking at your Facebook page, and it sounds a wonderful campaign group that I've seen about raising awareness. So you're going to be far better than I at just telling our listeners, Catherine, what's the group about?
Okay, well, Faces of Ward 84, it's like you say, it's a parent-run campaign.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is trying to raise awareness of childhood cancer and other serious blood conditions. And we're doing that by sharing our stories and pictures of our children who have all been treated at Royal Manchester Children's Hospital.
Right.
On the oncology or haematology ward, which is Ward 84.
I see.
And we hope that by sharing our pictures and our stories, we can inform people of any signs and symptoms of childhood cancers, inspire people to maybe make a difference, and, you know, raise awareness of the reality of actually living with childhood cancer.
Right. So how long has this group been going along? Is it a recent thing or how long?
Yeah, it started in March 2014.
Right.
Around the time, actually, of the cancer research selfie craze.
When everyone was doing those pictures with no makeup.
Yeah. That's actually what partly inspired it. We have actually a private closed group on Facebook for all the parents of children that have been treated on Ward 84.
Yes.
And obviously, when the selfies took off, there was a bit of a debate. Some people didn't like the idea, thought that it was perhaps a bit trivial initially, until obviously the money started coming in and there was, you know, a call to action.
Yes.
Not just to post pictures but raise money.
Yes, there's a purpose, wasn't there, behind?
Yeah. And one of the mums, Eleanor Massey, decided that what might be a good idea is to actually post, you know, real pictures of families, children that are actually going through living with cancer and try and use those stories in turn to, like we say, inspire and encourage people, inform people and see if we can make a difference. And we've been really successful so far.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because you have, I noticed that I've read in some of the information that you've shared over 100 stories.
Yes.
And gained more than 4,500 followers.
We have. We actually, the first hour of the page going onto Facebook, we had over 1,000 likes.
Good grief.
From people.
That
so,
is
yeah,
fantastic.
It really took off. And then, like you say, a couple of us took to Twitter and tried to spread the word. So. Mm. Yeah, it's been really successful.
Well, you know, as I said, the power of me being a twit, but the power of Twitter is actually, you know, we can't emphasise it sometimes enough that people looking at social media that there's always that downside of it. But actually, things like this, raising awareness and actually being able to, you're in Manchester, we're down here in Kent, but with technology and the power of that social media, we're being able to connect and actually raise that awareness and spread it further.
Yeah.
And
it's been great. I mean, I know the stories do make for hard reading. You know, it's not an easy subject to touch on. But I think people will find that if they do read the stories, they'll find that there's some wonderfully positive things that have come out of people's experience with cancer. You wouldn't expect to go onto a ward and immediately have people talk about how lucky they are. But that's the effect it has. You do immediately find yourself thankful that, A, you know, it could be worse, your child has a good prognosis. It changes your spin on life. So although it's hard reading, there are positive aspects.
And that's the thing that I wanted to perhaps probe a little bit, if I may, that actually the the support group, if you say, if you, what you're saying there about it being a support,
yeah,
and actually people realizing that, in fact, in some of the other charities we've had on here, and the wonderful lady that came on to talk about her own personal journey with cancer and actually her treatments, and then now raising her, opening her home up as a cancer sort of support area.
Yeah.
Is that actually people realizing they're not on their own?
Yes, definitely. And I think you find, you know, almost without exception, is that you come onto this ward, and I'm sure every oncology ward across the country, you have no idea. You're not prepared for what's going to happen to you.
No.
And you're completely blind. You know, you have no knowledge of what's going on. And without fail, there is always a parent there to pick you up and guide you and give you advice. And it's a domino effect, because yep, you then find that you do that later on down the line for other new parents. And also, you know, in paying back, in doing things, we've had parents have raised hundreds of thousands of pounds of money, but also done other things, you know, volunteering time, donating blood, all been inspired by their journey.
That's fantastic. And that's, yeah, what you said earlier, I wanted to pick up on that, that it's also not about just informing and perhaps raising awareness of there's a support group here.
Yeah.
And I think the power of the media is that although you're talking about it being from that particular ward in Manchester,
yeah,
but actually now that you're on Facebook, and am I right in now saying it's an open page?
At the moment, it's still just Ward 84.
Right.
Which is for the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital.
Sure.
But if it takes off, obviously, something that we would look at doing is making it national.
Right.
Which at the moment, there's three of us that mainly involved in running it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that we could do, we would love to do it.
And so the three of you involved in running that,
yeah,
you're all parents that, as you say, you mentioned that the lady's name earlier, who's now escaped me.
Eleanor. Yeah.
And so it's literally just your time and decision of, hey, OK, I'll do this and I'll do that. Do you all have different job titles?
We do. I mean, Eleanor's actually, she has a 4.5-year-old little boy who was still in treatment for leukemia.
Right.
He's at what's called the maintenance stage.
Yeah.
She also has two other young girls. So she has three children under 5.
Wow.
And still manages to basically maintain the page. The other lady that runs it is Claire. She's got 2 children and she runs a nursery.
Goodness me.
And I'm working and have a little girl of my own, obviously.
Yes.
So, yeah, say, completely off our own back.
If you need a job doing, give it to a busy person.
Yeah.
So, you're proving that.
Yeah.
Indeed. In fact, I might have to have a word with Eleanor about how she does it with 3 children.
I don't
under
know.
5.
I have one. I don't know how she does it.
And now she manages that Facebook page. I struggle with just who cares wins and that's it. So, yes, it's an inspiration to actually see how people who are really motivated, something that really touches their heart, yeah, and actually that how the power of actually you can achieve so much,
yeah,
and, you know, and how you can actually start to juggle those things. Because, as you said earlier, that people start to see there's positivity out of it, but also there must be the whole reassessing the what's more important.
Definitely.
And that time management.
Absolutely.
And are Eleanor and Claire tuned in at the moment, or will they catch up with us later?
I know Claire definitely is tuning in. She was messaging me earlier. She helps run the Twitter page.
Ah.
The at Faces of Ward 84. So she's been madly retweeting for us.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Claire.
Yes, thank
and,
you, Claire.
And hello,
there we
Claire.
Go. One's just come in.
There she is.
Claire's saying, listening to a great interview on At Cares Wins Radio with Catherine from Faces of Ward 84.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Well, it's lovely. If only sometimes you want to have that interaction. If I could have you on Skype, then I could wave at you as well. But aww, just take it from me, Claire and Catherine. I'm waving.
Yes.
Saying hello.
We're waving too.
Now, before you came on air, we used the first song of your choice because we asked you if there were particular songs that we could play, if we could find them for you.
Yeah.
And the first one that we played while we were doing all the technology and I was having my receptionist answer the phone.
Yeah.
Was Raw, which is a very, I mean, that's quite a popular song for a lot of our guests at the moment. There's obviously quite a few messages in there in that
yeah,
song. But you chose it, didn't you, for a personal aspect?
Yes. When I knew I was actually coming on to the radio show, I sent out a message to all the parents and, you know, asked them, is there anything that you would particularly like to be played? I think music has such a strong connection.
Mm.
Brings you right back to a time or place, or, yes, you know, can be motivational.
Yes.
And one of the suggestions for that was Raw. So I think, like you say, it is inspirational. It makes you feel powerful. And, you know, that's certainly what the children are dealing with, what they're dealing with.
They are. And not having experienced it myself, but some of the pictures, their smiles are from ear to ear.
Yeah.
Some of them are, you know, they're coming across with this, like, they've got so much to be excited about.
Yeah.
Rather than necessarily, I mean, as you say, some of the stories can be very, you know, pulling on those heartstrings quite naturally and quite understandably.
Yeah.
But at the same time, also from looking through the children's eyes.
Yeah.
That must be quite motivating as much as sort of pulling on the heartstrings.
Yeah. Again, they are incredibly tough. These, you know, fragile looking little children really do kind of put us to shame and make you think twice about when you're moaning about having a cold. they just get on with it. They don't moan, they don't complain, they don't feel sorry for themselves. And actually, like you say, if you look through the pictures of the Faces of Ward 84 album, a lot of the pictures are really quite happy.
Yes.
And we didn't want it to be some morbid, you know, guilt trip.
No.
Into kind of getting people to feel sorry for the children, because that isn't the atmosphere that's on the ward. That isn't how the parents feel, and certainly not the children. They're incredible, absolutely amazing, and all, you know, pretty much without fail, always happy.
Yes, and that's the sort of, as you say, that's also the inspirational aspect of it.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm going to play this next track by the Foo Fighters, which,
yes,
again, is an apt in just the actual name of fighting.
Yeah.
It's called Walk.
Yeah.
But was there any particular link with that one from anyone or yourself?
Yes, there was. It was a gentleman who actually helped co-run the private closed parents group.
Uh-huh.
And he sent me a message and said that this song was on in the background one day when his son was learning to walk again.
Wow.
And he said he had his Zimmer frame and he looked about 100 years old. And during that period, this song came on in the background. And when you actually listen, the lyrics, you know, they're all about calling out for help, not wanting to die, learning to walk again.
Brilliant.
And it blew him away. It blew me away. I listened to it the other day and it really got me.
Yeah. And it does. When you listen, often, yeah, a lot of tracks out there.
Yeah.
You can link it to a lot of, and even just not just the parent group and what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
In some of the energizers that we have about, as you say, that potential, that opportunity, making the most of it.
Yeah.
And something that you said earlier about with the actual group and the parent group and some of the stories, they're inspiring, but also it really makes people start to see life differently.
Yeah.
And that positivity can come through when sometimes we do feel that, oh, it's the end of the world, it's the end of life as we know it. And sometimes, do you know what? There's just that little spark of light.
Yeah.
And that positivity.
Yeah.
So that's brilliant. We're going to have a play now.
Okay.
With that. So don't go anywhere, Catherine.
I won't.
And Claire, stay there. She's waving back,
waving
apparently. Oh, bless her. I'm still waving. I may even sing along, but I won't do it on air because obviously for our listeners, that would be very sad. So we'll have a bit of music break and then we're going to come back and talk some more, if we may, Catherine.
Lovely.
About all the fabulous stuff you do. So don't go away.
I won't.
Million miles away, your signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting over every time that I return.
Channel Radio.
Yes, that's right. It's channelradio.co.uk and you are tuned in to the Who Cares Wins show with myself, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and Jan Mulligan, of course.
Hello, everybody.
Looking after our marvellous... You're tapping away there, aren't you, on Twitter and retweeting. And we've got some interactions going on Twitter today.
I need more characters.
Yeah, yeah, 140 is quite limited, isn't it? When we get quite passionate about our subjects. But anything to do with health and well-being. And this afternoon, we have a fabulous guest on the phone all the way from sunny Manchester. Whether it's sunny or not, we're sunny. We have our bright sunny smiles on. The wonderful Catherine from Faces of Ward 84. Catherine, you're still with us.
I am. I'm still here.
Hey! Yeah. And so we were talking before we went to our little music break about Faces of Ward and definitely the different look on life that people can have, and the sharing of those stories can be very, very inspirational. Something I picked up actually from the information that you sent me earlier with that particular song, Walk by the Foo Fighters, and actually in some of the songs that you can hear, which can be quite emotional when people really listen to the lyrics, and it can relate to their stories or their journeys they're on. And something about, it's one of those moments where you have a good cry, but you feel massively stronger afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think that some people think, oh, crying is a weakness.
No,
but it's not, is it?
No.
So much more is, as you say, there's that strength from letting the emotion out, but also the strength of, do you know what? I can do something different. And I think for me, that's what I got when I looked at Faces of Ward 84 and how it's come about, was that real sort of, do you know what? We can make a difference. We can actually, you know, utilize this energy amongst the parents. Because one thing I just wanted to pull out, I noticed in the little information that it's about obviously raising awareness of childhood cancer, and you're obviously the ward of the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital. But also you mention here that you do also include patients that are treating. So it's not just the children?
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
You also include patients who are treated?
Yes, we include anybody. Ward 84 at Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, before they were at the Children's Hospital, were at what's called the Borchard Ward,
right,
at Pendlebury Hospital. That closed, I think, in summer 2009. But we include absolutely anybody who's been treated, you know, within Manchester on oncology or bone marrow transplant units.
Right.
Anything like that.
Okay. And then something I wanted to just explore a little bit more, if we may.
Yeah.
Catherine, you mentioned about informing people of the signs and symptoms, and that one of the key things is earlier diagnosis, but also this misdiagnosis, and you're saying there it is quite serious and an all too common issue.
It is an all too common issue. I mean, I don't want to start a witch hunt against the NHS,
sure,
but the fact is, if you read the stories, many a time, you know, symptoms get misdiagnosed or maybe not paid attention to. People don't always have the confidence. There's something maybe intangible, but you know your child's not quite right.
Mm.
But there's not necessarily anything that you can kind of go forward with.
Mm.
So we just want to give people the confidence to say, I know something isn't okay, and to push. I mean, particularly, you know your child better than anybody else.
Yeah.
If you have a generally healthy child who suddenly shows unusual symptoms or doesn't seem okay, push your doctor for tests.
Mm.
Have that confidence within yourself to say that something isn't okay. I mean, I do have a general list of kind of common symptoms that can be associated with cancer, if you want me to run through those.
If it were, yes, if there's some, again, because we did, I want to obviously stress to listeners that this isn't a list, what is it, we call it, a checklist of, oh, I've
That's
got all of
it,
that, therefore I must have.
Yes.
But it's something to consider if
and
there
we
is
don't
concerns.
Want people to...
No, I don't want people going off to the, you know, queuing
exactly
out the doctor's surgeries now.
We're not doctors.
No.
It's just based on, you know, the stories that we've compiled, some of the common symptoms that recur time and time again, but not limited to, could be your child becoming lethargic, losing interest in things that they usually enjoy doing,
right,
quietening down, not joining in physical activities, or a personality change, a loss of appetite or continued and unexpected weight loss.
Right.
Again, something that's changed from the norm and quite dramatically so.
Yes.
Excessive and unexplained bruising, particularly I've noticed with the children with leukemia. That's been a big one for the parents. It's hard
sometimes to tell, because especially young boys.
Yes, of course.
Are climbing all over the place and falling over.
Yeah.
There's something, you know, really unusual.
Yes, and as you said, it's that complete, this is out of the norm.
Yes,
this is unusual.
Then you're best to get it checked.
Yeah.
And I think unusual lumps or bumps or complaints about swelling or pain in the joints and bones. Night sweats. My daughter had night sweats, but because she'd had them from birth, it didn't particularly ring a bell.
Right.
And you get a lot of this with parents that say, in hindsight, they did actually have X, Y, and Z, but I didn't necessarily put those things together.
No.
Well, it wasn't enough to make me go to the doctor and say, this is a concern.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the major ones, and forgive me, any doctors, if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly. We had a bit of a debate last night.
Hey, me, Catherine, if you have listened to any of the other shows, you'll know myself and pronunciation isn't always the best. So you just go for it.
I think it's called petechiae. It's a red or purple
How do you spell it?
Petechiae.
Often linked to meningitis.
Okay, Jan is correcting me now. So
how is it pronounced, Jan? Petechiae.
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 Okay.
Most people would recognise it in relation to meningitis awareness.
Right.
That rash that you can put a glass over and it won't disappear.
Yes.
That is very common in children with leukemia. So it could be that your child presents with that, but looks completely well.
Uh-huh.
And it throws you because you think, well, they can't have meningitis. They're not poorly.
Yes.
Clearly, that is something to always get checked.
And just push that bit further.
Yeah, it can be associated with all kinds of blood disorders. It could be anemia. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's anything serious.
Mm.
But that one in particular I have learned, actually, is one that always needs to be checked.
Okay.
Anybody wanting to check common symptoms can look. There's a fantastic website called bechildcancerawareorg.
So that again for us. So that's
lots of
as in BEAT, B-E-A-T, BEAT.
B-E-A-T.
Or B, aware.
B, child cancer aware. So it's B-E,
right.
childcancerawareorg.
.org. Fantastic. We'll post that on our... Oh, just tweeting away already, Jan. Jan is the master of Twitter today. So we can get that out there right now. And one of the big things that we spoke about on the phone earlier, Catherine, when we spoke about the group and the awareness, is that the key with awareness is, as you say, to get people to know about what you do, the fantastic work, that it's all voluntary, but how we can get other people to help and support who may not have children who are on the ward or who are going through it, but perhaps just feel, do you know what, I'd like to do something. We were talking earlier before you came on the air, Catherine, about a lot of organisations I know and Jan knows that are, one of the ladies I know now I've met last week, selling jewellery, but she's actually contributing £1 for every piece of jewellery she sells to her particular charity of her choice for that particular month.
Yep.
So people could do all sorts of things that, okay, they might not directly be linked, but they feel, I want to do that. So do you have events and things where people can get involved?
On the Facebook page, we actually have a notes section.
Okay.
Which can give you advice for all kinds of things, not just, you know, donating money.
Yeah.
It could be that you register on the bone marrow or stem cell registration list.
Right.
Donating blood.
Yep.
There's people that have contacted us to say on the back of the Ward 84, Faces of 84 site, they've had held raffles, done backpacking, lots of people doing kind of Great Manchester Run, Race for Life. Eleanor did yesterday, actually, with her little boy, Jacob.
Oh, did she?
He raised over £3,000, and he managed to walk himself halfway round, which is about 2.5 kilometres, I think.
That's quite a way and quite a feat.
Yeah, so incredible. There's links for all kinds of things on the Facebook page for volunteering. A little girl, actually, we just featured a story on, 4 years old, cut her 14 inches off her hair to raise £1,000 and donate her hair to the Princess Trust.
Wow.
Which makes wigs for little boys and girls in
Fabulous.
Treatment.
Fabulous. I think just cutting your own hair is a challenge.
It is.
I would never go there. I would end up with one of those, you know, one of those sloping cuts, which I know are now really trendy, but when I had a go and did my own hair cutting, they weren't.
No. It's always a risk.
Yes, indeed.
But the big exciting thing we actually have going on is that we are holding a party for all the families of Ward 84.
Oh, wow.
including, you know, current patients, ex-patients, siblings, grandparents. We did a magazine article.
Yes.
For which we got a small fee, and that was the catalyst of deciding, let's hold a party. So we now have a venue and a date.
Brilliant.
Anybody who's been treated on the ward in Manchester for oncology, haematology, can contact us through the Facebook page, Twitter or email.
Yep.
And sort out and get an invite and come along.
When's the party then? When's the date?
It's the 20th of July.
20th of July?
Yep.
And where's it going to be held?
It's going to be held, I don't think I can confirm the specific location.
Oh, okay, secret squirrel, is it?
If people get in contact, we can arrange for an invite to be sent out.
Brilliant.
But it's in central Manchester.
Okay.
So, like I say, we're on a tight, very tight budget.
Sure.
So should anyone have any kind of suggestions, recommendations, or want to donate anything?
Yes.
They are more than welcome to get in touch with us.
Fantastic. And that leads me into the wonderful, magical question we have with all of our guests.
Yep.
Is the very key thing of how do they get hold of you? So we've got, you are on Twitter, and that's at Faces of Ward 84, the
that's
number
right.
84. So that's your main Twitter account.
That's right.
The Facebook page,
it's
remind
Faces of
me.
Ward 84.
Is exactly the same.
Exactly the
so
same.
So if people search for that, it will come up.
Yeah.
And if they want to email you, what's the best email address?
That would be facesofward84@sky.com.
At sky.com, S-K-Y, yeah?
Yep.
Brilliant. Well, we will, as we do with all of our guests, we will promote all of that contact information onto our Facebook page, Who Cares Wins. So people will be able to, if they can't remember where or where to go and where to look, Who Cares Wins, you'll find it on the main, if you like, timeline page. All the contact information is on there. And what I'd like to do, Catherine, is perhaps use, if you could send me a picture,
yeah.
I'll post that under a picture as well. So again, it just makes it a little bit iconic for people to, oh, there it is. Whether
yeah.
you have a particular logo or you want to use a particular photo that just draws people's attention, that would be great.
No problem.
And if you do get the information that you want us to promote about that 20th of July event,
yeah.
then do let us know. Because again, through Twitter or on our Facebook page, we can just remind people of the fantastic event and how they may want to get involved, even if it's not about attending, but
yeah.
actually maybe volunteering their time, their services, a raffle prize or whatever they have creatively thought about doing to raise some awareness and raise support for you guys and what you do.
That would be amazing.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for joining us on the show. Is there anything else that we can shout about or talk about, or are we still in planning mode on some other ideas yet?
Still in planning mode on some other ideas, like you say. I think
good.
Hopefully, once we're obviously busy with party plans at the moment.
Yes.
But hopefully at some point we can review and look at expanding and perhaps getting a website set up.
Ooh.
And just, you know, offering and reaching as many people as possible.
So equally, so now, anybody with any offers of help to either host the website, give donations, you'd
absolutely.
Be happy to hear from them, I would imagine.
Absolutely, and we will be straight back in contact.
Excellent.
That's
so
brilliant.
We'll definitely be posting all your contact details.
Oh, thank you.
And if any point in the future you've got events or a campaign
yeah.
message you want to share with our listeners, please do get in touch. And equally, anybody else around the country, if you run a similar group to Faces at Ward 84, whether it's for cancer, whether it's for other childhood diseases or even adults.
Or any other charities,
any
yeah.
Any other charities.
Definitely. We're all there to help each other, aren't we? So.
We are. And that's the key thing. And with Who Cares Wins, as we said, you know, if we care, we then have an element of, well, we're then winning in
yeah.
some respect. And so I wish you all the success with your party. I expect you to just play the music as loud as possible so I can hear it in Kent.
Oh, I will.
We'll blow up a couple of balloons at the end.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on today.
That is our pleasure, Catherine.
Absolutely.
And Claire. Glad to have you in the background there on Twitter and anyone else that's been listening in.
Eleanor, when she listens again.
Yes, and the Listen Again. Don't forget the Listen Again facility will be there for anyone that's missed any part of this conversation and wants to know, well, what are they on about? What are they talking about? Don't forget, it's repeated on Thursday at 12 noon and we have the Listen Again facility. So we'll remind everyone at the end of the show. But before you disappear, Catherine, just from myself and Jan, I wanted to ask you a favour. Viva,
yes,
we had a little competition a couple of shows ago where you could win. One of our guests, Emily from Food at One, was offering a prize for her food plan, which was information and nutritional information about food and some wonderful recipes.
Okay.
So we did a competition and we've had some entries and we've put them all in the hat. All I need from you, Catherine, is a number, please, between, because we had six people, wasn't it, Jan?
Yeah.
Six in total who got the correct answers. And so we need a number from you between 1 and 6.
Between 1 and 6.
Mm.
My little girl turned 7 at the weekend, so she'll be disappointed there's no 7.
Oh.
But I will pick the number 6 for her instead.
Because we're nearly there.
We're nearly.
Yeah.
She still remembers being 6. That's
yeah.
good.
So, Jan, who out of the hat there, we numbered them all, who is number 6? I think you've got the number. Here we go. Aha! Let me unfold it. Russell, Russell, Russell. So, Catherine, you have chosen our winner of the food plan from Emily at Food at One is Camilla Hudson. Well done, Camilla, if you're listening in.
Camilla.
Well done. So she got not only them all right, but she's the winner, and we'll organise contacting Camilla and getting that sent out
to
her.
We'll drop you an email, Camilla.
Fabulous. And,
thank
you, Catherine, for doing that little honour.
Oh, thank you.
But
thank you
again,
very, very
a
much.
Pleasure to hear about the fantastic work that your group is doing and the pictures and the inspirational stories that it shares. If there's anything else that we can do, let us know. We will do our utmost to get that word out there and get it spread. I have one last song that I know you've chosen.
Yeah.
From your group, and it's called The Climb.
The Climb.
And it's by Miley Cyrus. Is that pronounced correctly?
That's
Cyrus.
Right, yeah, Miley Cyrus. This was actually chosen by the mum of a girl who has recently relapsed, unfortunately, for I think the third, possibly the fourth time.
Oh.
So this one I would love to send out with lots of love to Emma. I know that we're all backing you, supporting you and wishing you well.
That's fantastic. And likewise, both from us and any of our listeners, anyone else who's following us on the Twitter, I'm sure their message will be the same. Our prayers and our wishes to you. And so this is for you and Catherine and Claire. Good luck with everything, with your future ventures. Keep up the great work.
Thanks very much.
You take care now.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
Channel Radio.
Yes, that was the walk by, no.
The climb.
The climb even, the walk and the
walk
climb.
First,
the
walk then first, then you climb.
Yes, you've guessed it, folks. You're tuned in to Who Cares Wins, the mad health and wellbeing show with myself, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and, of course, the more
the
sensible.
Calming influence. I do my best,
Jan
folks.
Mulligan. So, yes, that was the marvellous guest from wonderful sunny Manchester. The sun will be. I bet the sun's out there because our vibes, we've sent it
we've
now.
Sent it.
But thank you so much, Catherine, from Faces of Ward 84 and also Claire being on Twitter there. In fact, Claire, I noticed, said on Twitter, we were talking about doing a wave and maybe to getting a group wave going. Maybe we can do something in Hythe.
Yeah.
Start sending a group wave all the way up to Manchester.
Domino wave.
Yes.
Can we get that?
Something like that. But they call them Mexican waves, don't they? But yeah, we could do that. So after the show, that's our challenge, Jan. So yes, marvellous information. And it just, I think it's inspiring for me personally. When I hear of such things like a parent group where they get this sort of motivation and the positivity of, it's a very sad and emotional time, but it can also be such a great energy and moving forward and helping others. And
it's the little acorn
just,
thing.
Yeah.
Somebody has a thought. And too often we have that thought and then we put it to one side.
Yeah.
You think, can't do anything.
Can't do it, can't, yeah.
And it's discussing it with somebody else, taking it forward. And then, as Catherine said, there's three ladies, all with busy lives.
Absolutely.
With a lot to deal with themselves.
Yeah.
But they're putting
committed to
forward.
Sharing and wanting to help others, which is just fantastic. So we wish you all great success, as we said earlier, with that. Now, before we disappear, time is of the essence. Some awareness weeks as well this week, Jan?
Absolutely. Well, we've missed half of this month.
Oh.
I know we're starting June. Don't panic, folks. It is the 2nd of June. But this awareness month actually started on May 19th. And runs through to June 19th.
Okay, so we've still got a few weeks.
Yes, it's the National Smile Month.
Hey!
British Dental Health Foundation.
Yay! Get
so
my
get
smile.
Get your greens at the ready.
Yeah. I best clean them.
Absolutely. So that's www.nationalsmilemonth.org.
Marvellous.
And then June itself is Motor Neurone Awareness Month.
Oh, brilliant.
MND.
Yes.
And so that's the MNDassociation.org. Lots of information there.
Great. And we're going to put this on our Facebook page
absolutely.
Too, so all the web links will be there.
Yeah. And then this week, my favourite, is Volunteers Week.
Haha.
If you've thought about volunteering,
go do it.
Never got round to it, visit volunteersweek.org.
This is your chance.
This is your chance to get involved. And who knows, I volunteered, wandered down the road one day to the Boccia Club, my disability
yes,
sports club.
Yes, of course you did.
Thought I'd go one week and not go again. And a year later, a year and a half later, every week volunteering, brilliant fun. It's the highlight of my week, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's something, as you say, and it's that whole feel-good factor that actually that's what, if you like, what makes you smile.
Yes.
It's success. It's the, I'm quite passionate about it, because it's you know, money, what's that really? In the grand scheme of things,
it's
yes, it's
a laugh,
an energy, yeah, but actually supporting and helping and seeing other people have a smile. Is and again, it's free.
Yeah.
No charge.
And
I'm smiling away now.
Other people who are doing things for free are the Dementia Friends awareness groups.
Oh, no They're, place like home.
Yeah, well, in Kent and locally to Faversham, Canterbury area, there's the wonderful Alison Carter of No Place Like Home.
Who's been on our show.
She has indeed. Not only do they offer the Dementia Friends awareness training sessions for individuals who want to become dementia.
Yes, that's right.
But No Place Like Home are also offering to go into the workplace.
Oh, good.
And train up teams. So if you've got people who would like to become Dementia Friends, either can't find a group near them or don't have the time in the evenings, diaries don't coincide.
Yes.
Then perhaps invite Alison and her team into your workplace.
What a great idea.
Excellent. So on Twitter, it's NPLH for No Place Like Home.
Ah, no more clues.
NPLH Kent. And their website is noplacelikehome.eu because they've got big expansion plans.
Hey.
They may be UK at the moment.
Well, you know, who cares wins? We are international,
we
aren't
are
we?
Indeed.
Yes, Channel Radio, international radio station. Well, that's the beauty of the internet.
Absolutely.
You can listen in at your leisure. Anything else over there, Jan?
No,
your little
me.
Corner over there of information of piles of paper going on. Well, of course, don't forget next week's guest. We have two guests
we
in
have.
The studio, so we'll all be quite cosy. We have the lovely Jennifer Headley, as I mentioned earlier, and also Bev Saunders. So we're talking about art, well-being in the workplace, well-being at home, in the workplace at home,
the
art,
colour.
The framing that makes a difference, colour, different particular designs, as well as obviously Bev and Jennifer's actual personal talent. So yeah, lots to get in a very short time, but again, we try and do it every week. We try and get it in there. Remember, we are on Twitter at Cares Wins. If you want to interact with us either through the show or throughout the week, then let us know. If you have information you need us to shout about, we quite happily shout away, then let us know, or email whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk and we will read out the information that we get sent through, as long as we've got the time. And if we run out of time, we've got the Facebook page. So next week, same time, 3 o'clock, Jan and I will be here with our marvellous guests. Listen again, don't forget, if people miss the show, you've got the listen again facility not only on channelradio.co.uk, but also on Jan's website and my website. And of course, you now know Jan's website because it was promoted heavily in the show last week. Greenleaf.co.uk. Well, absolutely. And quite right too, I may say. Anything else from you, Jan?
No, just wishing everybody a good week. We've got a long time now for between the next bank holiday, so the summer to get through.
Hey.
You lucky parents
good
with
stuff.
Kids, we'll find you lots of things to keep you occupied across the summer.
Or tell us if you found something.
If you find something.
Indeed.
Otherwise, just have a wonderful time, everybody.
Have a great week. And congratulations to Camilla.
Yes, we'll be in touch.
Our show winner. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Well, speak to you. We might see you because we could do more waves. I know. I'm on.
Goodbye now, Angela.